Hi, this is Joanne. I'm here reviewing a fact sheet from SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. They have this fact sheet posted on their website, which is S as in Sam, A, M as in Mary, H, S as in Sam, A.gov/children. And I found this really interesting because this May 2018 is National Children's Mental Health Awareness. It's the month that we look at things that we can do to improve the lives of the children in our care, whether we are teachers or healthcare workers, coaches, tutors, all of these people who influence children need to be aware that some of them have experienced traumatic experiences. One of the figures on this fact sheet is interesting because the prevalence of children who experience an adverse childhood experience, in other words, they experience trauma. That could be things like emotional abuse, bullying, loss of a loved one. They witness family or community violence. They're in a refugee situation. They experience a natural disaster. Any of those things could impair their ability to cope. And a lot of times they adopt negative coping mechanisms. So figure one on this fact sheet is interesting. It shows the number of U.S. children and youth experience from a total number interviewed was in the 48,000 range, and about 25% of those children had a parent or guardian that was divorced. 9% of them lived with someone who had a problem with drugs or alcohol. 8% spent time with a parent who had been in jail. And also 8% of them had parents or lived with someone who had a mental illness. This is from 2016 National Survey of Children's Health. Another figure that is very interesting, but it is also alarming, is the number of children who have a serious mental or emotional disturbance who have a history of trauma or do not, and how those numbers are different in the suicidal thoughts and suicidal attempts. So 41% of children who have a trauma history have suicidal thoughts. 23 of those make an attempt, and without the trauma history, about half of that, almost half, have suicidal thoughts at 24%, and 13% attempt suicide. So trauma definitely shows that it is influencing children who have a serious emotional disturbance. And SAMHSA addresses the needs of the children and the adolescents with many of its programs. They offer a system of care approach, which is an organizational framework designed to create a network of effective community-based services and supports to improve the lives of children and youth who are at risk of serious emotional disturbance, and also the families of those children. Children spend most of their daytime waking hours in school during the school year. So it's very important to look at how they are functioning in school to see what types of behaviors could be mounting because of the trauma. So things like not following rules, having aggressive behavior, exhibiting difficult to manage behavior. In other words, they externalize their behaviors. Or they can also have internalizing behaviors like withdrawing from others, being anxious, being depressed, having tics, and different items that interfere their functioning. So a lot of times you'll see this in school absences. Their attendance will suffer greatly if they have been exposed to traumatic experiences. Their overall performance will be impaired, and their actual social functioning will also be impaired. So it's important to us as healthcare workers, teachers, coaches, to have trauma-informed care training. And this is something that is very interesting. Often you can find these trainings at no cost. They're webinar-based. Many of them are links through the SAMHSA website. One of the ones that I've experienced is called Psychological First Aid. It's through the National Child Traumatic Stress Network, and it's nctsn.org, National Child Traumatic Stress Network. And it is a very well put together training that teaches about trauma-informed care. And that is when we are taught to realize the widespread prevalence of trauma, to recognize the symptoms and the signs of trauma in clients, which are the children, their families, and others who work with children, respond to integrating the knowledge that we gain through these trainings into the policies at our workplaces and our agencies, through the procedures, our interactions with the children, and also the practices that we find ourselves in. And also to actively resist any re-traumatization of clients and their families and others. So that training is very valuable, and I would recommend it to any who would be interested. The fact sheet is available online. If you wanted to review it more in depth, there's much more that I haven't gone over. You can also find a link to this fact sheet on the academicarmor.com website. That's academicarmour.com, and many other beneficial resources are also on that website. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.